Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I'm a little bit nervous to start a debate in an area that I think could possibly be law between men and women.
Okay.
What do you mean law?
Just an agreement that we can all make.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I'm hesitant on doing that, because if women agree to one side of the debate, then men have to agree to another side, and I think we lose out on that.
I'll put it out there.
Okay. Well, my fear is that if we make the law for women, then the side of this for guys that will go away is that we won't be able to use any of your cool chick products in the shower that we use. Like
okay.
The loofah sponge.
The exfoliators you steal and don't tell us.
Right.
Because
It is cool in there, man. You got some really cool smelly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice smelling stuff.
Body wash.
Exfoliate some body wash and stuff
scrubs.
Like that I do like using. And I'm not sure I want to sacrifice that. But I was going to say that I think there should be some kind of law that women aren't allowed to use men's electronic products that we use for our face on other parts.
Oh, well, you can't
outlaw
one thing and then, you have to not use,
it's one the
women's stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fair.
If you're marking a line in the sand of territory, then you're marking it.
I would really like to take fairness out of that.
But I think it's completely fair. I think it would be the same thing. Like, if you agree not to use what we put on our face on other parts of your body, we won't scrub our testicles with your loofah that you're going to exfoliate your face with.
But you are.
No.
Well, let me ask you a question,
because
I don't date guys.
Right.
So if a guy forgets something, will he use a woman's razor if he needs to shave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or deodorant or moisturizer or shampoo or conditioner.
Then you can't use any of that
but
stuff.
That's just because we forgot. What I'm saying is there are women that are over at a dude's house or you're living together or whatever, and a guy uses that. There's a special part of his clippers that we use on our face and stuff like that. And from time to time, we will pick it up. I will pick it up and realize that hair in my razor
ain't yours.
Electric razor.
It's not from your face.
No, and it's not from any of my manscaping either, because I know my body. And Stacy has taken it into the shower or wherever she does that thing and uses my clippers with it.
Now, does she use the side that actually goes on your face or the side that would be like to trim up the back of your hair?
The trim up of the back of the hair.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That one. The one that kind of pops out.
That one's the best.
You can't use it for that area if I'm using it on my face.
Sure,
well,
you can.
Women. Well.
No.
As long as you clean it up, that's the best one to use. They should make that part for women.
Buy your own.
Yeah.
I was about to say, women
should
buy their own.
$50 a Target, if that.
Yeah, but if we have to buy our own, then y'all have to buy your own stuff. And stay away from my $25 shampoo when you're not going to use the right amount. You're going to use a half of a handful. You know what I mean?
That's the sacrifice that I'm not
sure can
be made.
That's true. That's an expensive shampoo, and you're right. Guys will
dump the whole handful of it, and it's like you really need a quarter size of that.
Yeah, but it's not like he's rubbing it in odd places and then putting it back in the bottle so you can scrub it into your head.
That's
still
the offense.
Like lack of preparation.
But that's the offense. The offense is that area.
But there is nothing that works better than that flip side of the thing.
Then get one for yourself. Or they should
market
them to
women. Why don't you buy one for your wife?
I just think there's a huge hole in the marketplace for manscaping equipment. I mean, because we...
How about landscaping? I mean, in general.
Right. I just think we're always using something else to do that.
Right.
That is so funny, though. You're right.
I would love to see the packaging on that. Maybe needs some moisturizer. I don't know. But there needs to be special tailored equipment around sensitive areas like that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Anyway.
Because I'm just imagining going to, let's say, a Walmart and just going down that aisle.
I just don't know how you market
it. And I want to see the picture on the package. Before that.
Well, it would be on a package.
So to speak.
That's true. Picture on the package.
Tony, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. This has been an ongoing battle in my house for years and years. I buy my wife every kind of woman's razor there is, the Venus, and anything she wants, she can have. It doesn't matter. She's got to have my razor.
Mm-hmm. So why haven't, just out of curiosity, why haven't you bought her a razor identical to yours yet and put like a little pink dot on it or something?
Well, actually, what the way I wound up solving this problem is because I'd even buy her a razor. You know, I'd buy like two of the lasers. You know, and she still wind up with mine. I don't know what it is.
It's true.
And so I wound up putting a decoy. I keep one of my razors, I usually keep it in a glass right by the sink, and all her stuff's by the top. Well, now I just keep my decoy razor up top, and then I've got one hidden that I use under the sink.
Done.
So now she thinks she's using my razor, and she's actually using her own, and I keep mine hidden.
Brilliant.
Now, Tony, that's with the straight razors, right?
Yeah.
Not the electric
ones. Razor, yeah.
We're talking about the electric ones.
Right. That could happen. It can work that way also.
It could work either way. And
sure
I will say that men's razors, like all those Mach 3s or whatever you guys use for your face, definitely work better on our legs.
I understand why Tony's
wife is doing that.
I don't know who manufactures women's razors, but yeah, I don't know why you think that. Yeah, because you think we're so delicate that you're going to get us a razor because you don't want to kill us with your harsh razors, and it doesn't work. Like you're right.
It doesn't work as well as the men's.
The inventor of the Mach 3 should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah,
that is the greatest blade ever.
But they should stop.
I certainly bought a man's razor to shave my legs.
Yeah,
with.
Definitely.
At this point, they should stop with the amount of blades they're putting on a razor, though. Now it's just getting ridiculous.
15
blades.
Yeah.
And the fact that they vibrate, I don't get that.
That's another one. Yeah.
I don't want anything.
Maybe that's why you guys are using it. Now I get it.
Now I know why the chicas want to use my razors.
No, we don't want that.
I got to tell you. I know this is, I didn't understand.
A vibrating razor blade? No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's not. When
you say it out loud, it sounds ridiculous.
I didn't understand it either until I accidentally purchased one.
Uh-oh.
And it makes a difference. And I can't figure it out because the vibration is so subtle or whatever. No, it's like, it's just, it's odd, but it makes
a
difference.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
Good morning, Sue. You're on, Liz, I'm sorry, you're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
I was just going to agree with the guys. I definitely think that the women shouldn't be using, whether it's a razor or the clippers or whatever, to use it down there and then give it back and expect men to use it on their face. I think that's disgusting.
Well, you got to clean. I mean, you clean it off.
Well, not really. No,
yeah.
Y'all don't do a good job of cleaning that thing off at all.
There's a new angle to this, like especially with, like, I guess, manscaping and something that I'm doing currently. I'm in a long-distance relationship with a girlfriend who's in Boston, and we said the next time we get together, we're going to scape each other.
Mm-hmm. That is bizarre.
Hey,
is
you that know what? That's going to be one of my last memories of you, and I don't like it.
I just, it's one of those things that like you agree to at 11 o'clock at night when you're on the phone. You're like, how can we spice things up? And we both say, because we were talking about sharing equipment and razors and...
Mm-hmm.
And how can we make it more interesting? And
is that really interesting?
That's trust.
See, I
yes,
hate body hair so
that
much that thought right there, it just has no validity with
no
me
appeal.
Whatsoever. No appeal, really.
Do you think it could be a little sensual? I mean, it is.
No.
It's a big trust exercise with obviously a
sensual
element.
You're not the first couple that's ever
really?
Come up with
I mean,
that.
Of course not.
It's one of those when you woke up the next morning, I'm like, man, that sounded really dumb. I mean, that sounded
it's not that
really
bad. It's not that bad. Good morning, Shelly. You're on Q100.
I'm looking for patterns.
Hey, Bart, I don't understand the problem because at some point, Bert's face is down there anyway.
I'm sorry.
What? Say again?
At some point, Bert's face is down there anyway, so
oh,
I don't
hey.
Understand.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
It's a different conversation for a different
away.
Time.
Hey,
that's the online conversation.
No, wait a minute. Are you talking about Stacy or Andy?
Again, the online conversation.
Hey, hey, hey. So, hey, hey.
Are we agreeing that there can be no agreement because the sacrifice of us not being able to use your shampoos and soaps and all that stuff is too much of a sacrifice?
Yeah, you can't demand one thing and not sacrifice the other.
I mean, if your woman is borrowing yours, then just get her one as a gift. She'll appreciate it.
It goes the other way also. Good morning, Jesse. You're on Q100.
Hi, I was calling to comment about using the razor.
Right.
Well, my fiance is the one that uses my razor, so it's the opposite. It's the opposite.
He uses a razor down there.
Well, I don't. Well, right now because I'm working late, I don't see him. But I think he does because whenever I start using my razor, you know, I see all these hairs, and I'm like, is it coming from his beard or is it coming from down there?
Right. That's
but I thoroughly clean that, don't you guys? I mean, don't you want?
I use a razor down there.
Yeah, but I make sure no one. I try to get all the hairs out.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
You got to be completely sober to do that. You can't. No alcohol in your system for 2 weeks before you use a razor.
If I'm ever down there with a razor, in my mind, I am consciously thinking the entire time, don't sneeze.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We have discovered that Jeff has a super power.
Uh-oh. Oh. What is it?
Well,
sounds cool.
Even he doesn't know.
Jeff's superpower is if you call us right now and you tell us what your email address is.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff can pretty much give you a psychoanalysis or pretty much guess what you do for a living, how much you make, and make some very general statements about you that are right on.
It's true.
It's like... it's email psychic ability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, I don't want to take too much credit for it because I think we all have the ability. It's like, but we just haven't tapped into it, you know, and we haven't learned how. So
channeled. This
will be an educational.
Okay.
You know, and I'm going to, and there's two clues. There's the, and in the industry, we call it the pre-at and post-at.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-at symbol is the, you know, is the beginning.
Identifier.
Is you know, the name that you pick for yourself.
Skanky Wendy.
Right. So,
yeah.
Skanky
How'd
Wendy.
You know?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. Right.
But and those are, so that right there tells a lot. And then the post at, what happens after the at symbol, also speaks volumes.
Skanky Wendy at AOL.com.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like AOL, I mean, is,
wow,
is cool, but it's a little bit dated, you know, so I'll make a judgment based on the AOL address,
right?
You know, or like Hotmail and Yahoo, those say, but then you have to take other things into account, like your age and whatnot. If you're 18 years old and you're Skanky Wendy at Hotmail.com, God bless you. You're right where you should be. If you're 36 and your name's not Wendy, your name's David, well, then I can make a big judgment on you.
Is it a judgment or is it a psychic ability that their entire life unfolds in front of you when you see the email address?
I think it's a little bit of both. Because, I mean, we all judge people based on their email address. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yes,
don't
we do, Melissa69.
404-741-Q100. Good morning, Charlotte. You are on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
I love y'all. I listen to y'all every morning on my way to work.
Thank you very much.
CCurbo@CBBuller.com.
Now tell me the last half of that again.
cbbullard.com.
And is that one of your many companies?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's one that I can't give out my personal.
Okay,
it's
well.
Too personal.
And are these all companies that you own?
No.
Okay, so these are all places, so you have a different email address for every place that you work?
Yes.
Okay, well, someday you'll make over 40,000 emails.
Wow, okay.
See?
You wowed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck. I mean,
that was a tough one to start with.
Yeah, keep going on, and I think you'd be able. No, I mean, I think it speaks volumes that if you have multiple email addresses at multiple companies, I think that shows a lack of commitment and a lack of drive. And I think what you need to do is
having
really
a whole bunch of jobs is a lack of drive.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you? I would think it means the opposite,
right?
But you guys don't have the ability.
Well, wouldn't a lack of
your superhero
wouldn't
power.
A lack of drive being only having one job or no job at all?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I don't have the gift of cynicism.
Of reason.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, good luck with that.
Hey, Chris, you're on
Q100.
Hello? Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Yep.
Your turn.
Turn down your radio, dude.
I'm sorry?
Turn the radio down.
Okay,
it's just you, and us, man, right here. It's you and me. We're looking in each other's eyes right now.
Okay, what's up?
Hey.
I got nothing667 at Comcast.net.
Nothing667 at Comcast, Jeff.
Okay, the post at tells me, one, that Carl is screening calls because it's a Comcast address.
But Carl doesn't have any drive because that's two jobs he has.
Yeah.
But the Comcast tells me that you change your email address frequently. You're not very organized, and you don't really need to keep in touch with people for a long period of time because a Comcast.net address, that's that domain goes with the email service that you have. It's the same as a BellSouth.net and that type of thing. So you don't really have the intention of staying in touch with people.
It's problem
for
committing
a long time. You probably have a lot of collectors contacting you, and you may be wanted by the law. The fact that you're nothing667 shows me that you want to be a rebel. And but really all that translates to is a lack of motivation, and you probably have a half-finished tattoo.
And what about when he was born? Does the number correlate?
No, not at all.
Did he nail that?
Nah, not at all. Yeah. I've had that email address for years and years.
Yeah, well, you know what? Why don't you think about what I said?
That's a John Edwards move right there, John Edwards move.
Why don't
you go ahead, go home, think about it for a while, and then you'll realize I'm right and you're wrong.
Right.
Much like a game against the deadly animals, I think line one is a gimme.
Oh, yeah, that's a slam dunk.
Hey, back off the deadly animals. We won last night.
Two bunch of people dressed like the Pope.
Yeah.
They were wearing wigs.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hey there.
Hi, you're on with the great dollar.
Not dollar <Yeah. laughs> can I have your pre-at and post-at?
Well, am I supposed to say the whole thing? It's itty-bitty kitty. Hotmail.com.
Itty-bitty kitty.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I'd like to start off before analyzing you. I would just like to tell you, for safety reasons, take the wall of Beanie Babies out of the back windshield of your car. If you could do that. That would be great.
It's from a Barney song.
Okay.
It's from a Barney song. I've had it for over 10 years.
That's great, Michelle. And just so you know, you're an adult and the Care Bear t-shirt isn't cute anymore. Okay? Thank you for calling.
Much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And her explanation didn't really help her very much.
Did she say
that was a Barney song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And she's had it for a long time.
Good morning, Melissa. You're on Q100.
Goodness. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jeff, this is a tough one.
Okay.
Platinum
_
B card at Yahoo.
The Yahoo thing is coming up a lot. And I guess, I don't know. I mean, it was Yahoo Gmail before Gmail was Yahoo? You know what I mean? Like, Yahoo the old cool one? I thought we'd get a ton of AOLs, but the Yahoo. So I'm going to reserve judgment on that, but I'm going to tell you, being platinum B card means you really, you want to be rich. If you want to have a lot of money and you want to pretend that you roll that way, I think if I were you, I would get off the phone with us and call Clark Howard and work on that credit card debt, because that's no way to go in the future. You know what I mean? Like, you need to tackle that. You need to handle that. You have to stop renting. You have to start owning. Give your furniture back to Aaron's and finance it through, you know, Rooms to Go or something. Pay to own, not pay to live.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. We're in the feel good business.
Thank you very much.
What does the underscore indicate to you?
She's a day shift dancer.
What?
Women with an underscore in their name most likely are working the day shift at Tattletales on Monday or Tuesday.
Good morning, Mandy. You're on Q100.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd love Jeff to do mine, because this is so funny.
Do her, Jeff.
Mine is skinnurse1977 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, hey, welcome to your 30s. And thank you for using your email address to let us all know that you're 31. That's cool.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Because we were all wondering.
I know.
The Gmail, I'm not going to dispute, because I use Gmail. It's really great for convenient and, you know, searching and whatever. And I like the fact that if I was to meet you out and put your email address into my, you know, system, either my BlackBerry or save it in Gmail or something, I would know that if I ever had eczema and I wanted a 31-year-old person to look at it, I would know exactly who to call.
That's hot. Love it.
So is advertising your dermatology skills. Nothing says she's going to put out like knowing that she's a dermatologist.
Good morning, Nancy. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Sister Smudge at Yahoo.
Can you spell that?
S-I-S-T-A. Smudge.
Sister right. Smudge.
Well, I think the most telling part of this email address is the hip abbreviation of the word sister. Because you're not, you know, a somebody who colors within the lines. You're a rebel, you know, and you're like, hey, what could make me hip and cool like my hero Queen Latifah? And I'll tell you what it is. It's taking the ER off a sister and making it an A. And then
it also indicates what part of the country I'm from.
Ohio. And and then the smudge doesn't, I mean, you're like, what's a cool word that goes, because I've already decided on sister, because I'm down with that, cousin. So what sounds good with that? Sister mud puddle? No. Sister gravy? No. Sister smudge? Oh, yeah, that's rebellious. I'm going to go on Yahoo right now and see if there's, because I'm not afraid. I'll be Sister Smudge 99 if Sister Smudge is taken. So congratulations on living a life of rebellion.
All right, one more.
No, keep going. Keep going. Funny.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on
Q100. Good morning, Bertho.
Good morning.
Okay, it's lovesilverbullet@yahoo.com.
Oh, my God.
Lovesilverbullet.
Hello.
At yahoo.com.
I wonder who took that one.
I'll email you later, and we'll talk privately about that.
That works.
No, I'm serious. I'll email her later.
No, I'm saying, okay, that works. No, I'm kidding.
Is that a Coors Light thing, or is it more of a sexual thing?
It's not a Coors Light thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I think the name really speaks for itself, and there's no definition needed on this
one. Is there one in your car right now?
Excuse me?
Is there one in your car right now?
Not today, no.
But you have.
No, no.
But you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's got a long commute.
You know what I do? I have an hour commute, so, hey.
An hour with that thing? You must be like Employee of the Month every single month.
And you know, the fact that you have given your email address out on the air is going to ensure you a bevy of creepy guys sending you pictures of their junk within the hour.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.